Once in thought, word, or deed.
但是他从来没有一次在言语、行为或思想上犯过任何罪。
That he could be our savior.
好让他做我们的救主。
And he could die on the cross in our place.
他可以代替我们的位置，死在十字架上。
To save us from our sins.
拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
And we pray now, Lord, that you help us understand how important our character is.
求主帮助我们现在明白品格是多么的重要。
That we would surrender our life to Jesus.
将我们的一生降服给主耶稣基督。
So that he could change us from one degree of glory to another by his Holy Spirit.
好让他借着他的圣灵使我们荣上加荣。
As we study this history now.
我们现在研究这段历史。
Give us faith to believe the lessons you're trying to teach us.
求主赐给我们信心，能够相信你所要教导我们的。
So it'll make a difference in how we live.
能够成为我们生活中带来改变的一个源头。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So God uses people of godly character.
上帝使用具有属神性格的人。
Okay. And there's an intentional contrast in the story of Christmas.
在圣诞故事当中有一个有意的对照。
Okay, we have Herod compared with the heroes of faith.
我们有希律王跟信心英雄们之间的对照。
And Herod embodies the major character flaws of lost humanity.
那希律王他体现失丧的人类重大的品格缺陷。
Okay. We'll all be able to find some of Herod in us.
我们都可以在我们自己里面找到某些希律王的影子。
And we want to, it's not good when we see that. We want to make some changes if we see Herod in us.
假如我们看到自己里面有希律的影子的话呢，我们就需要改变，因为那不是好的东西。
Okay. God reveals the godly character strengths of redeemed humanity and people of faith.
但是在信心英雄们的里面呢，上帝显示蒙救赎的人类敬虔的品格力量。
And this is something we want to emulate.
那这是我们需要仿效的事情。
Okay. Herod reveals sin and unrighteousness.
希律王显出他的生活中的罪跟不义。
Right, he's even going to murder little babies.
他要谋杀小婴孩。
Okay. And we know he's destined for hell. There's no doubt about that.
毫无疑问的，他的命运是去到地狱里。
In the heroes of faith, we see godliness and righteousness.
但是在信心英雄们的身上，我们看到敬虔和公义。
And it's also clear in the scriptures that they're destined for heaven.
而圣经很清楚地表明，他们的命运就是天堂。
Okay. And so we see our character ultimately determines our eternal destiny.
所以我们看到我们的品格最终会决定我们永恒的去处。
Right, our life is either headed on a downward path.
我们的人生不是往下走。
Or it's headed on an upward path.
就是往上走。
We're either becoming more Christ-like,
我们若不是更像主耶稣基督,
or we're becoming more like the devil.
有的时候我们就会越来越像魔鬼。
You can't just stay in the middle.
我们不能就采取中间地带。
You're headed in one or the other direction.
我们不是朝上走，也就是朝下走。
And when we look at our own character, it helps us see the direction we're really going in.
而当我们看到自己的品格的时候，它帮助我们看见我们到底是往哪一个方向走。
Right, the Bible makes it very clear what the purpose of Christmas is.
那圣经很清楚地说明圣诞节的目的是什么。
Right, we know that He was manifested to take away sins.
圣经说，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪。
Why did Jesus come into the world?
那为什么耶稣来到世界上呢？
To take away sins.
就是拿掉我们的罪。
And in Jesus Christ Himself was no sin.
而在耶稣自己本身，在他并没有罪。
That's why He could die for you and me.
这就是他为什么他有这个身份可以替你我而死。
We're told, little children, let no man deceive you.
圣经告诉我们，小子们呐，不要被人诱惑。
Right? He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
行义的才是义人。
Even as Jesus is righteous.
正如主是义的一样。
So we want to look at our lives as we look at the story of Christmas.
所以当我们看圣诞节的故事的时候呢，我们需要查验自己的生活。
Is there more evidence that I'm a person of faith?
在我的里面有更多我是有信心的人的记号吗？
Or is there more evidence I'm more like Herod?
还是在我的里面有更多的证据显明我比较像希律？
Hopefully the Holy Spirit will help us search our own hearts and lives.
希望圣灵可以帮助我们查验自己的人生。
The Bible says he that committeth sin is of the devil.
圣经说犯罪的是属魔鬼的。
For the devil sins from the beginning.
因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
所以神的儿子显现出来
that he might destroy the works of the devil.
我要除灭魔鬼的作为。
So why did Jesus come?
所以为什么耶稣来呢?
Well, he tells us very clearly, to destroy the works of the devil.
所以这里说的非常清楚,就是要毁灭魔鬼的作为。
Right, we don't want the devil to have his way in our life.
所以我们不希望魔鬼在我们的人生当中有他的做法。
We want God to have his way in our life.
我们希望上帝在我们人生当中有他自己的作为。
How we respond to the Christ of Christmas affects our eternal destiny.
而我们如何回应圣诞的基督会影响我们永恒的去处。
Establishing a relationship with Jesus will transform our character.
当我们跟耶稣建立关系的时候呢，它可以改变我们的品格。
Jesus died on the cross to save us from the penalty of our sins.
耶稣死在十字架上，为了拯救我们脱离罪的刑罚。
Right, we would have to pay the price of our sins, the penalty for our sins, for all eternity in hell.
如果我们没有耶稣替代我们的话呢，那么在永恒里面，我们要付自己罪的代价。
But Jesus died on the cross to save us from that penalty.
但是耶稣死在十字架上，为了救我们脱离那个刑罚。
The Bible said, "No greater love has a man than this, than he'll lay down his life for his friends."
圣经上说，没有一个人爱是最大的，就是一个人为他的朋友舍命。
But God's love is even greater.
但是上帝的爱更是大。
Because it's while we were yet enemies of God that Christ came and died for us.
因为当我们还是罪人的时候，不是他的朋友的时候，他就来为我们死了。
And you know what?
你知道什么?
You can trust the man that died for you.
你可以信靠那个为你死的人。
Who else loves you more than Jesus?
有谁比耶稣更爱你呢?
Was willing to go to the cross to save you.
愿意为了你上十字架来救你。
You can trust him.
你可以相信他。
Jesus rose from the dead to sanctify us.
而耶稣从死里复活，为了要来圣化我们。
Jesus rose from the dead to save us from the power of sin.
他从死里复活，把我们从罪的权势当中拯救出来。
So he dies on the cross in our place to save us from the penalty.
所以他死在十字架上，救我们脱离罪的刑罚。
Which would be eternal death.
那就是永远的死。
But he rose from the dead.
但是他从死里复活了。
To save us from the power of sin in our life today.
救我们脱离今天人生当中面临的罪的权势。
Jesus gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
而且他更把圣灵赐给我们。
And it's the Holy Spirit living in us that'll make us Christ-like.
而就是住在我们里面的圣灵会使我们越来越像主耶稣基督。
Or to put it another way, a real Christian.
换句话说，我们成为真正的有基督的基督徒。
There's a lot of people who say they're Christians.
有很多人说自己是基督徒。
Who live more like the Herods of the world?
但是他们的生活更像世界上的希律王。
Than they do of a true person of faith.
而不是一个真正有信心的人。
The real life people in this real life drama of Christmas.
所以现在我们看看好，在真实人生戏剧当中的真实人物。
Let's look at a few.
我们看一些。
Okay, there's the people of faith.
首先是有信心的人。
And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
经上说，人没有信心就不能讨上帝的喜悦。
And basically, that means God tells us something.
换句话说，就是假如上帝把一些话告诉我们。
And we believe what he says.
我们相信他所说的。
That's what faith is.
那就是信心。
Now, if you read the Christmas story in the Bible,
假如你读圣经中的圣诞故事,
and you just believe what God says,
而且就相信上帝所说的,
it's going to transform your life.
它会改变你的生命。
Okay? These people were righteous, but not sinless.
那这些有信心的人，他们是公义的，但不是无罪的。
There's no human being on the face of the earth that's sinless.
世界上没有任何活着的人呢，是无罪的。
Right, but some sinners have been redeemed and saved and are headed in a new direction.
但是有些罪人蒙救赎，他们就朝一个新的方向走。
And other sinners have just rejected Christ's offer of salvation.
但是另外有些罪人，他就拒绝耶稣给他们救恩的这个礼物。
So first, let's look at Christmas is about God's love for the elderly.
所以首先我们看圣诞是关于上帝对年长者的爱心。
How many of you here today are over 30?
我们当中今天有谁是30岁以上？
All right, we're in this category.
你就在这个里面哈。
All right, we have Zacharias and Elizabeth.
我们有撒加利亚和他的妻子伊丽莎伯。
Now remember, every name in the Bible is very important.
你要知道圣经中的每一个名字都相当重要。
God teaches us something through the names of the people.
因为上帝用人的名字来教导我们一些事情。
Zacharias means remembered of Jehovah.
那撒加利亚名字的意思就是耶和华所纪念的。
God will never forget his people.
上帝不会忘记属他的人。
And Elizabeth means God of the oath or God of the covenant.
而伊丽莎白的名字就是发誓的神的意思。
See, God had made a covenant with Israel that He would send a Messiah, a Savior, to save them from their sins.
因为上帝已经跟以色列立了一个约，他将来要差遣一个弥赛亚来拯救他们，脱离他们的罪。
And He's going to bring in John the Baptist.
而这一对夫妻会生下施洗约翰。
To prepare the way for Jesus.
为耶稣预备道路。
And He uses Zacharias and Elizabeth.
所以上帝使用了撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯。
Now by faith they experience an especially close relationship with God.
他们在信心当中呢，经验与上帝特别亲近的关系。
See, this is what real faith will do for you.
这就是真实的信心可以为你所做的。
It enables you to experience a close relationship with God.
真正的信心帮助你经验与上帝一个亲密的关系。
Okay, it's believing God's word.
就是相信上帝所说的话。
And when you believe His word, He will work in your life.
当你相信他的话的时候，他就会在你的生命当中来动工。
We're told they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经也告诉我们说他们被圣灵充满。
Right, and it's that Holy Spirit that gives us this incredibly intimate relationship with God.
而就是这个圣灵将与上帝一个非常亲密的关系带给我们。
Okay, how is your relationship with God?
那你们跟上帝的关系如何呢？
Would you say, yeah, it's really close?
你可以说，哦，确实非常亲近。
Could you say, me and God are like that?
你说我跟上帝好像哈，很非常非常亲近。
Okay, it should be like that.
好，应该是这个样子。
Okay, it's one of the lessons of Christmas.
这是圣诞节的一个功课。
Okay, now their faith empowered them to remain faithful to God.
那他们的信心带给他们对上帝持续忠心的力量。
Despite the fact that their prayer seemed to be unanswered for so long.
虽然说他们对上帝的祈祷很长一段时间才蒙上帝应允。
Okay, see, they didn't have a child.
他们没有孩子。
And we know they'd been praying for a child for a long time.
我们也知道他们祷告很长一段时间希望有个孩子。
Did some of your prayers seem to go unanswered?
那我们自己的祷告是不是也觉得很长时间没有被上帝应允呢？
You know, I know people who have turned their back on God.
我知道有些人哈，就是离弃神了。
Because they say, you know, I prayed to God and He didn't answer me.
他说，哎，我跟上帝祷告，但是上帝没有听我。
And I didn't like that.
我不喜欢。
But they don't go to church anymore and they don't seek God anymore.
所以他们不去教会，也不再寻求神。
You know, there's three answers to prayer.
通常对祷告的回应有三方面。
Yes.
是的。
No.
不可以。
And not now.
还有不是现在。
And not now doesn't mean no.
但是现在。不是现在，不是说就是不。
Why would you give up on God just because He answers one of your prayers? Hey, you gotta wait.
为什么你离弃上帝？因为他对你一个祷告的回答是说你需要等待。
Are you, do you know everything?
你是无所不知的吗？
Yes or no? No, okay, I'm glad. Just want to make sure. Does God know everything?
那上帝是无所不知的吗？
Yes, okay.So if things aren't being answered the way you thought they should be,
所以如果说上帝没有答应你，好像你觉得他应该答应的方式，
should you trust yourself?
那么你该相信自己呢？
Or trust the God that's not answering yet that He knows better?
还是相信那位知道更好的，现在暂时不会答你的神？
You should trust the God that knows everything.
所以我们应该相信那个无所不知的上帝。
George Mueller is a great example of this.
乔治穆勒是一个很好的例子。
He's one of the most famous Christians of the 1800s.
他是在十八世纪最有名的一个基督徒。
And he wanted to be a testimony to his generation that God answers prayer.
他希望自己在他那个世代是一个上帝回应祷告的一个榜样。
And he literally almost eliminated homeless orphans in England.
他几乎把英国所有无家可归的婴儿都 收留起来。
He decided to help the kids that were homeless on the streets.
他后来决定要帮助在街上生活的无家可归的孩子。
And he started orphanages.
所以开建了孤儿院。
And he made a vow to God.
而且向上帝做了一个发誓。
He would never ask for money.
他从不会跟人开口要钱。
He would just pray to God for it.
他只会跟上帝祷告。
And trust that God would answer.
他相信上帝会回应他。
And you know, over 60 years, they took care of 10,000 orphans.
所以在六十年之间，他们照顾了一万个孤儿。
And never once had to make a public appeal.
没有一次需要公开的跟人募款。
Should read about his life sometime. It'll change your.
所以他的这个传记是非常有意思的，你们可以读一读。
There was a day he was convicted to pray for five of his friends.
有一天呢，他心里有感动，说要为他的五个朋友祷告。
Okay, He began praying.
他开始祷告。
And after a few months, one of them came to Christ.
几个月之后呢，一个朋友信了主。
And then about 10 years later, two others got converted.
好，十年之后呢，另外两个朋友信了主。
Then 25 years later, the fourth man was saved.
好，二十五年之后呢，第四位朋友得救了。
You think God answered his prayers?
你想上帝回应了他的祷告吗？
There's five friends.
他有五个朋友。
Well, the fifth friend got saved 52 years later.
而第五位朋友在五十二年之后得救了。
Shortly after his funeral.
在他的葬礼之后。
Just because God doesn't answer your prayers in this life doesn't mean they won't be answered either.
神在你的今生不回答你的祷告，不代表他在你过后不回答你的祷告。
I hope you're praying for your children and grandchildren.
所以我希望我们自己为我们的孩子跟孙儿祷告。
But this is a picture of the funeral of George Mueller.
这是乔治·穆勒婚礼葬礼的一个情况。
So he had literally taken 10,000 orphans off the street. Most of them became Christians, men of God, and were having a successful life.
好，他所收容的一万个孤儿当中呢，很多后来都生活得非常的成功。
One of the most amazing funerals of the 1800s.
他的葬礼是十八世纪英国最著名的一个葬礼。
Because he was a man of faith.
因为他是一个信心的人。
And pretty much his own orphanages had to close down shortly after.
那他过世之后呢，他所创办的孤儿院许多都要关门了。
Because there simply weren't enough orphans on the street to take care of.
因为那个时候呢，街上已经没有很多的孤儿需要被照顾。
Literally changed England when it came to how they dealt with orphans.
所以当这些婴儿都受照顾长大成人之后呢，他们孤儿的问题就解决了。
Christmas is about God's love for babies.
那第二个是圣诞，是关于上帝对婴孩的爱心。
How many of you have babies or grandchildren or great-grandchildren?
我们当中有谁有小婴孩，或是孙儿女，或是曾孙在家里
okay, ？How many of you think, man, they're a hassle?
有的人说，哎，他们真麻烦。
Or how many of you, Lord, thank you for my grandchildren.
有的人说，哦，主啊，我真感谢你为他们。
Yeah, they're a hassle, no doubt about it.
但他们是相当麻烦的。
They got a lot more energy than we have.
他们的能量比我们多。
But God says they're a blessing.
但是他们是从上帝来的一个祝福。
And we help bless the next generation by blessing our children and grandchildren.
所以当我们能够祝福我们的孩子跟孙儿子的，我们等于是在祝福的下一代。
But think about this.
但是想一想啊。
How amazing is it that God comes into the world as a newborn baby.
好，上帝以新生婴儿的样式来到世上，是何等奇妙的一件事。
Right? Is there anything impossible for God?
有什么事情对神来说是不可能的呢？
No, right? So don't say, oh, come on, that's impossible, right?
所以不要说，哎呀，那绝对不可能。
God can do whatever he wants.
神可以做他自己想做的事。
He created everything.
因为他创造了万物。
He knows how everything works.
他也知道万物是怎么运作的。
If he wants to come into the world as a little baby,
假如他要以小婴孩来到世上的话，
no problem for him.
对他来说是没有问题。
Okay? So he comes, he picks two parents.
所以他来到世上，他选了一对夫妻。
You know, Jesus is the only person that literally got to pick his genealogy before he came into the world.
在全世界，只有耶稣是唯一一个可以挑选自己父母亲。
He picked his grandparents.
照那个家谱里面的人。
He picked his great grandparents. He picked his great great parents, all the way back to Adam.
好，他选了他的这个母亲、祖父母、曾祖父母，一直到亚当。
So think about that.
所以想一想。
He picked his genealogy.
他选择了自己的家谱。
And you know what? There's prostitutes in that genealogy.
但是在这个家谱当中包括了妓女。
See, if I was God and was going to pick my genealogy,
假如我是神，我想选自己的家谱的话，
I wouldn't have picked a lot of these people.
我不会选当中很多人。
Right? He picked liars. People who had been liars.
他也挑了会说谎的。
Study the genealogies.
所以你们学学耶稣的家谱。
And then you realize Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
你就会明白耶稣来到世上是要救罪人。
But he came into the world through sinners too.
而且他进入到世界也是借着罪人。
You have Mary, who's a virtuous woman.
玛利亚是一个有品德的妇人。
And Joseph is a just man.
约瑟是一个义人。
Mary's faith came from hearing the word of the Lord.
玛利亚的信心来自聆听主的话语。
And we know she was filled with the Old Testament scriptures.
我们也知道她的心里充满了旧约的经文。
You read some of the songs she sang.
假如你读读她所唱的那个赞美歌。
So your faith will grow as you grow in your knowledge and study of God's word.
我们的信心会因为我们更多的研读上帝的话语而长进。
And by faith she experienced a close relationship with God.
而玛利亚靠着信心经验与上帝很亲密的关系。
She's told the Lord is with you.
好，圣经告诉她说主与你同在了。
If you want to have a close relationship with God,
假如我们要与上帝有一个亲密的关系，
it starts by believing His word.
要从相信上帝的话开始。
And you know, before I was saved, I carried a Bible in my backpack when I went to
在我还没得救以前呢，我就把一本圣经放到我的背包里面。
But I hardly ever read it.
但是我几乎不读圣经。
Because when I tried to read it, there wasn't much I could understand.
因为当我读的时候呢，我很多都不懂。
But then after I got saved and put my faith in Christ,
但是后来我得救，相信耶稣之后，
it was amazing. The Bible really started opening up.
圣经开始对我来说是活的。
And my relationship with God started getting closer and closer.
而我跟神的关系也越来越亲近。
It moved from just head knowledge.
它从单单是头脑的知识。
To a real heart experience that changed my life.
进入到真正心灵的一个经验，改变了我的生命。
It begins here. You've got to hear God's word and believe God's word, and that relationship with God will come.
所以，读、相信、听，你跟神的关系就会发生。
We see this with all the people of faith.
所以在圣诞节所有这些有信心的人他们都是这个样子
Christmas is about God's love for visionary prayer warriors
圣诞节也是关于上帝对具有意象的祷告勇士们的爱心
Right? I fully believe in part I'm here because of prayer warriors in this church
我真正的相信我之所以来到这个教会是你们教会很多祷告勇士的结果
Okay, but we have one Simeon
有一个人叫做西面
Right? He had been praying
他一直祷告
And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that
而圣灵启示他说
that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
他说在他去世之前呢，他会看见救主弥赛亚。
And by faith he experienced that close relationship with God through the Holy Spirit.
所以凭着信心，他在圣灵当中也经验与上帝亲密的关系。
Somehow he just knew he would see the Messiah.
他从心里就是知道他会看见弥赛亚。
I mean, how would he recognize that little baby? Is the future Messiah?
他怎么可能能认出来那个小婴孩就是将来的弥赛亚呢
It's revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵启示他的
You know, and you look at any little child, any little baby.
当你看着任何的一个小婴孩
Even a teenager, just take a look at him.
甚至是青年人
You have no idea what they might become.
我们真的不知道他们将来会是成为什么样的人
God teach us, treat them good.
上帝教导我们要好好的善待他们
Teach him right.
教导他们正确的事
Teach him to love God.
教导他们要爱上帝
Because they could change the world.
因为他们将来可以改变世界
And you have Anna.
另外一个是亚拿
So both Simeon and Anna, they recognize the little baby Jesus as God's promised Messiah.
西面跟亚拿都识辨出这个小婴孩就是上帝所应许的弥赛亚
God gave them a supernatural knowledge through the Holy Spirit.
上帝借着圣灵给他们超自然的一个知识。
You never know what God might teach you or reveal to you through His Holy Spirit when you have that relationship.
当我们跟上帝有亲密关系的时候，你就不知道圣灵到底会把什么从神来的这个启示告诉你。
But their faith enabled them to remain faithful to God.
但他们的信心也帮助他们能够对上帝保持忠心。
Even though they don't meet the Messiah till near the end of their life.
因为即使他们在他们到非常非常年老的时候才遇见这个弥赛亚
And Anna lost her husband. Apparently she'd been married 7 years and then her husband died.
亚拿很可能就是结婚7年以后丈夫就过世了
She's either over 80 or 100 depending how you figure the age.
在这个时候圣经记载她在圣殿祷告的时候她可能已经80岁或是快到100岁了
And she's not bitter with God.
她对神中间没有这个苦毒
Because she's got that relationship with God.
因为她跟神有关系。
And she knows no matter her circumstances, God still has a good purpose for her.
所以她即使她的环境不是那么好，她仍然知道上帝有一个良善的旨意。
And they had an important part in the baby Jesus' life.
他们在耶稣基督的人生小婴孩当中，他们有一部分。
You know, George Mueller was obviously a great prayer warrior.
乔治穆勒呢也是一个很好的一个祷告勇士。
And he faithfully served God through the death of two spouses. He had two spouses die.
他给两个妻子过世了呢，他还是持续忠心的服侍神。
He had two children that were stillborn.
他有两个孩子是胎死腹中。
He had a third child that died at 1 year old.
第三个孩子一岁的时候就过世了。
And then his daughter died when she was 57.
那他的女儿在57岁的时候过世。
Still years before he died at the age of 92.
而且乔治穆勒活到92岁之间，他女儿过世很长一段时间。
But see, George Mueller had an intimate relationship with God through the Holy Spirit.
因为乔治穆勒借着圣灵跟上帝有一个亲密的关系。
And he was able to triumph in life no matter what the circumstances were.
所以不管人生的境遇是什么，他可以在信心当中得胜。
And that's one of the messages of Christmas.
这也就是圣诞节的信息。
Seek that relationship with God through Christ, so it doesn't matter what happens in your life, you're going to be okay.
要寻求与耶稣一个亲密的关系，所以不管你的环境是怎么样，你仍是可以的。
Christmas is about God's love for the stranger and foreigner.
圣诞节也是关于上帝对陌生人和异乡人的爱心。
How many of you are immigrants to America?
我们当中有多少人来美国是移民来的，来自其他国家。
Yeah, I got to treat you guys really good.
所以我应该对你们非常好。
God teach us to love the stranger and the foreigner.
好，上帝教导我们要对异乡人跟陌生人良善。
We had three wise men from the east.
圣经说有来自东方的三个博士。
Now we don't know for sure it's three wise men.
好，我们当然不是很确定的知道是三位博士。
We base that on the fact that we're told they brought three gifts.
我们说三位最主要是有三个礼物的关系。
Yeah, but there were probably more than three, but three might have been the leaders.
好，那当中可能有超过三位，但这三位可能是他们当中的领导。
Okay, and let me ask you a question. Are you wise?
让我问你一个问题哈，你是一个聪明人吗？
See, wise people seek Jesus with all their heart.
好，智慧人用全心去寻找耶稣
，to worship him，
去敬拜他。
People that go to church to worship God，
来到教会来敬拜上帝的人
，there's a real wisdom there，
在他们里面有真的是有智慧。
Because you need to get to know God before you face Him on Judgment Day。
因为我们在面临上帝的审判之前呢，我们必须先认识这位上帝。
God's promise to everyone who believes.
上帝对所有信靠他人有一个应许。
He said, "You shall seek me and find me."
他说你们寻求我就必寻见。
When you search for me with all your heart.
当你专心地寻求我的时候。
So all you got to do with all your heart, seek him, and you will find him.
所以要用全心来寻求神，你就会找到。
Okay. By faith they endured as seeing him who is invisible.
圣经有一句话说，他因着信就恒心忍耐。
I like this picture. Can you see the face of a baby up there?
我非常喜欢这幅图画。你可以看到一个小婴孩的脸吗？
They hadn't seen that baby.
他们还没有看见这个婴孩。
By faith, they knew the King of the Jews had been born.
但是从信心里面，他们知道犹太人的王已经降生了。
The Messiah, the Savior of the world.
他是世界的救主弥赛亚。
And that star was leading them to him.
那个星星就带领他们往前走。
You realize they took a dangerous trip that probably took almost 2 years across a hostile desert.
你知道他们大概花了两年非常危险的旅程，要越过这个沙漠才来到耶路撒冷。
By faith.
他们是靠着信心往前走。
They endured as seeing him who is invisible.
他们忍耐，好像看见那不能看见的主。
And because they sought him.
也因为他们寻求他
They found him in Bethlehem.
他们在伯利恒找到他
Mother's encouragement to her daughter. This is a true story.
这是一个真的故事，就是一个母亲对她女儿的勉励
Pretty wise mother.
一个非常有智慧的母亲
Kind of summarizes all these people of faith.
她看好像把刚刚我们提到所有信心的英雄号总结起来一个故事
Her daughter came to her one day and she was complaining.
有一天女儿来找她，充满了抱怨
Said her, "My life is so hard. Everything is so tough."
他说我的生活这么的苦啊，好多事情都好困难。
I just want to give up.
我想放弃了。
So her mother took her to the kitchen.
就妈妈把她带到厨房。
And filled three pots of water.
把三个锅子呢倒满水。
In the first boiling pot of water, she put carrots.
所以在这一个第一个锅子里呢，她来煮这个胡萝卜。
In the second pot, she puts eggs.
那第二个锅子呢，她煮这个蛋。
Now, she's not saying anything to her daughter. Her daughter's just watching this.
她这个时候没有讲话，她女儿就在旁边看着。
And in the third pot of boiling water, she put coffee beans.
那第三锅水呢？她就煮这个咖啡豆。
After a few minutes,
几分钟之后
the mother picks out a carrot.
母亲把这个胡萝卜拿了一根出来
gives it to her daughter.
给她的女儿
says, "What do you think it is?"
说你说这是什么
Well, gee, it's kind of soft and mushy now.
她说看起来软绵绵的
Yeah, and she says, "Mom, what's the point?"
她说妈妈，你到底要告诉我什么
So mom explains it.
说妈妈解释
Yeah, see, each one of these face the same tough circumstances.
好，这三个东西他们面临的情况都是非常困难的
Now the carrot entered the boiling water hard and strong.
那这个胡萝卜在还没有水煮之前，它非常硬的
It came out soft and mushy.
但是煮过之后呢，它非常的软又非常的烂
So the egg went in.
那蛋煮进去的时候
It had an outer shell.
它有一个外面的壳
Soft heart.
里面是软的
But after being in the boiling water, its heart turned hard.
但是进到这个热水之后呢，它里面的心也变硬了。
Then she poured a cup of coffee for her daughter from the
other pot. 然后她从另外一个锅子里面为女儿倒了一杯咖啡。
Say, what do you think it is, coffee?
她说，你说这个咖啡是什么？
You know how they go in the commercial. Delicious.
在广告片都会打说喝咖啡的时候说，哎呀，真好。
Yeah. See, a lot of people are like the carrot and the egg.
很多人就像胡萝卜跟这个蛋
They're changed for the worse
他们的经过熬炼之后的改变呢是变坏了
But see the coffee beans
但是咖啡豆呢
brought a totally new fragrance into life
带来人生当中一个新的味道
into the trial of boiling water that it went through
在水的熬炼当中它发出那个香味
Every one of these people of faith
那每一个这些有信心的人
They didn't get bitter by any of their trials.
他们没有因为自己的困难变得很苦读。
They didn't get soft and give up.
他们也没有变得很软趴趴的放弃了。
They didn't let their heart get hard so they couldn't care anymore.
他们也没有让自己的心变硬，不再去关心。
But they brought a fragrance to life and to the people around them.
但是他们带来了生活当中一个香气哈，去照亮别人。
Despite how tough their life was.
好，不管他们的环境是多么的困难。
And then Christmas is ultimately the struggle of good versus evil.
那圣诞最终是关于善跟恶之间的挣扎。
But the ultimate triumph of good.
但是最终的胜利是善良。
Okay, and there's where we meet King Herod the Great.
在这里我们就看到大希律王。
Right, he reigned from 37 BC to 4 BC.
大希律王在主前37年到主后4年之间统治。
This king is so afraid of the baby Jesus, he orders all the babies in Bethlehem killed.
他非常惧怕这个小婴孩耶稣，所以下令把所有伯利恒的婴孩都杀死。
He was an evil man.
他是一个邪恶的人。
He tried to build his own worldly kingdom.
他试图建立自己在地上的国度。
Okay, he was a great manipulator and a great builder.
他是一个很有名的、很有力的这个操纵者，还有建筑者。
This is a reproduction of the harbor he built in Caesarea.
这是他在该沙利亚所建造的一个海港。左边是那个重盖的一个模型。
This is some of the ruins. This was a hippodrome where they would race horses.
右边是他的真实的景象，当中那个剧院是他们那边可以赛马的。
An incredible building project.
他有个很大的这个建筑计划。
He sought immortality through the things he did.
他寻求借着他所做的东西来有一个不朽的成就。
He wanted to make a name for himself.
很想名垂千史。
So after he was gone, they'd still say Herod built this.
所以当他过世之后呢，还有人指着这些建筑说：“哎呀，这是希律王盖的。”
We're no different today.
但是今天没有什么不一样。
We like to get our name put on buildings.
我们很喜欢把自己的名字放在一个建筑上面。
Or on a brick, at least in a building.
或者至少在一块砖头上写着我们的名字。
Hoping we'll be remembered after we leave the world.
希望我们离开这个世界之后，还有人还记得我们。
You know, I don't want to be remembered when I leave the world.
我离开这个世界之后，我不希望你这么想纪念我。
As much as I want to make sure heaven already knows me up there.
而是我希望天堂已经知道了我的名字。
That I'm a man of faith.
我是一个有信心的人。
Herod built an aqueduct that was over 10 miles long.
他也建造了一个渠道，哈，大概有十英里长。
Again, an amazing feat of construction.
所以他的建筑工程是非常非常有壮大的。
He had faith in high tech.
他对这个高科技很有信心。
Okay. Oops. Somebody, you got to give me the next one. Anna, can you hit the next one? It stopped. Okay. Just hit the button once. There we go. All right. Are you putting your faith in science and high tech?
那我们是不是把我们的信心放在科学或是高科技上呢？
Are you putting your faith in God?
还是放在上帝的身上？
I mean, how long is science going to live?
好，科学可以活多久？
Right? How often does science change?
那科学多久就变一次？
How long is God going to live?
那上帝可以活多久？
How often does God change?
上帝改变，什么时候改变呢？
Should be obvious answer who you should put your faith in.
所以这个答案应该是很简单的哈。
He also built a huge temple to Caesar.
他也为凯撒建立一个很大的庙宇。
He had his own worldly idols.
他有他自己世上的偶像。
What idols are you giving your time and money to?
那我们有什么偶像是我们花时间花金钱去追逐的呢？
What you give most of your money to, chances are, is one of the idols of your life.
你所花最多钱的东西，很可能就是你人生当中的偶像。
How much do you give to God?
那你奉献给上帝多少呢？
How much do you give to God's purposes?
你为上帝的目的奉献多少呢？
See, you don't give to the church.
当你奉献的时候，你不是给教会。
You give to God through the church.
而是借着教会，你奉献给神。
It's about our relationship with God.
是关于我们跟上帝的关系。
See, if I got that relationship with God, I want to do His work.
假如我跟神有这样的关系，我希望做他的事情。
I want to finance His work.
我要用金钱支持他的事情。
I want to pray for His work.
要为他的事情祷告。
And I want to do His work myself.
而且我自己要参与他的工作。
Okay.He also built a huge amphitheater that could
seat 4,000 people. 他也造了一个很大的这个圆形剧院，可以坐4,000人。
You know, he had his own Hollywood.
他有他自己的好莱坞。
How much is worldly media influencing your life?
那我们今天哈，世界上的这个传媒怎么样影响我们的生命呢？
You know, they've done studies.
有人做了一些研究。
Most people believe what they've been told by Hollywood.
很多人相信好莱坞所告诉他们的讯息。
Very few people really know what's in this book.
很少人知道圣经里面到底说什么。
Okay. What's influencing your life the most?
所以什么最多影响你的生命呢？
Prepare for eternity.
要为永恒来预备。
Okay. This is his king. This is what's left of his kingdom.
所以希律大希律王他的国度最后留下来的就是这些。
He achieved fame and glory.
当然他获得的名声，获得了光荣。
But it was temporary and tragic.
但是是暂时的，而且是悲剧性的。
It was doomed from the beginning.
他从开头就已经灭亡了。
Because he left God out of his plan.
因为在他所有的计划当中，他不包括上帝。
So Christmas reminds us that we live in a world of kingdoms and conflict.
所以圣诞节也提醒我们，我们活在一个相互挣扎的国度里面。
Two kinds of kingdoms.
有两种国度存在。
God's eternal kingdom.
一个是上帝永恒的国度。
Versus man's temporary kingdom.
一个是人类暂时的国度。
There's two kinds of kings.
有两种国王。
There's a humble, self-sacrificing King Jesus.
有一个是谦卑的、自我牺牲的耶稣。
And then most other leaders are proud and self-serving.
多数其他的领导都是骄傲的，而且服侍自己的。
After power and wealth.
他们追求的是能力、力量，还有财富。
So let's just close with a few of our important lessons from these important people.
所以我们从这些人学一些重要的功课来结束。
And look at my own character in light of these lessons.
然后根据这些人来看看我们自己人生的品德。
Learn from Herod not to make Christmas a materialistic holiday.
首先我们从希律要学习，就是不要使圣诞成为以物质为主的假期。
Life is not about things.
好，人生不是关于说你拥有多少东西。
About relationships,
而是关于我们的人际关系
with people and God.
跟人跟神
Learn from Herod not to see Jesus as a threat to your plans.
我们要从希律看到，好，我们不要认耶稣好像是威胁我们自己的计划的一个人。
Life will never be better than after you give it to God.
好，人生当你交给耶稣的之后呢，会更好。
Don't see Jesus as a threat to your prosperity.
也不要把耶稣看成威胁你的昌荣的一个敌手。
And don't see Jesus as a threat to your position in life.
也不要把耶稣认为是抵挡你在生活当中地位的一个人。
He's made you kings and priests forever.
因为他已经永远的使你成为王，成为祭司了。
He said you're going to sit down on his throne in his kingdom with him because you believe in him.
他说因为你相信他，有一天要在他的国度里面与他一同坐在宝座上。
He was born king of the Jews.
他生来就是犹太人的王。
And he's coming back to set up his kingdom.
而且他要回来在地上建立他的国度。
Wise men make a wholehearted search for the Savior.
智慧人用全心去寻找救主。
Are you really seeking a relationship with God?
你真的寻求与上帝建立一个关系吗？
Are you seeking Christ?
你在寻求基督吗？
Maybe you are, but you don't know the truth yet about him.
也许你是在寻求基督，但是你对他的真理并不是知道很多。
Keep seeking like a wise man.
所以就要像智慧人不断地去寻找。
And God promises eventually you'll find what you're looking for.
而上帝应许你，你若全心寻求我，就必寻见。
Like Zacharias and Elizabeth.
我们要学像伊丽莎伯跟那个撒加利亚。
Seek a close relationship with God.
寻求与上帝很亲密的关系。
Like Mary and Joseph,
也要学像玛利亚跟约瑟
live the high moral standard of God's word,
活出上帝的话语所彰显的高标准的道德
like the wise men,
也就像博士
surrender your plans and wealth to Jesus,
将你的计划和财富降服给耶稣
learn to worship the King of Kings,
学习去敬拜这位万王之王
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you for recording this true history of Christmas.
天父，我们感谢你真实了记载了当初圣诞节的故事。
And we know you've only written down in your word a small part of what actually happened.
我们知道在你的话语中只记录了这段故事很小的一部分。
But what you did record, you recorded for us to learn from.
但是根据所记载下来的故事，你就叫我们从当中来学习。
Help us believe your word.
求你帮助我们相信你的话。
And learn these lessons.
而且学到这些功课。
So that we can be people of faith.
好让我们成为有信心的人。
And not let the Herod that's in us get the best of us.
不让我们里面的希律来占据我们的人生。
Help us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
帮助我们将眼睛定睛在那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣身上。
Help us live for eternity.
也帮助我们为了永恒而生活。
Not just for time.
而不单单只是为了现今。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.